I would like to believe that everyone understands why this weekend happened, but I do not want to rest on that assumption. People are beyond tired. Literally, since 1619, Black people in America have been working generation after generation to be treated like human beings. Unfortunately, federal and local policies have not been sufficient at achieving that goal. The discontinuation of the transatlantic slave trade did not do it. The signing of the Emancipation Proclamation did not do it. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments did not do it. Brown v. Board did not do it. LBJ's civil rights legislations did not do it. The 1990s crime bill set us way back, and even electing America's first Black president did not do it. At this point, people are wondering, what is there to do? I do not want to be misinterpreted as thinking these vital pieces of policies did not do anything, but they did not fully achieve the goal of Black people being treated as full humans in this society. So the first purpose of the protest is to work towards raising public consciousness on the value, beauty, and humanity of Black people. The protests were designed to deliberately disrupt the comfort of this city and ultimately this nation. In disrupting the city's comfort, the city is forced to evaluate its consciousness. There have been considerable discussions about the rioting and lootings. Let me be clear. I did not participate in the rioting and looting, and I do not think such actions are the answer. I do, however, want to offer a perspective on why some feel that it is. For far too long, there have been people who have cocooned themselves in the comfort of their luxury homes, turning a blind eye to the injustices faced by people a few blocks away. The means many believe will wake them up is to do strategic destruction. From downtown to Buckhead, everyone is thinking and talking about Black life, suffering, and injustices, and that matters. Today, folks can't just run to Linux and CNN to continue to ignore injustices in the world. They have to pause. They have to reflect. The city has to wonder how to rebuild from this. The comfortable have been afflicted. We see how quickly Mayor Bottoms terminated the cops for excessive force on the two AUC students. This is a result of protests. The 10 tolerance is slowly making its way to zero tolerance. You know what is taking it there? Voting didn't do it. A petition didn't do it. Volunteering at a shelter didn't do it. Disruption is doing it. Chaos is doing that. Protest is doing that. Let me also be clear. I vote in every election. I sign petitions and I volunteer in my community every week. But I know that this is not a one solution issue. These measures happening are going to wake up this nation and make us all uncomfortable. The overwhelming masses of protesters do not believe in rioting and looting. They simply want to be heard and seen. Anyone who thinks otherwise is being disingenuous. Young people did listen to the voices of the mayor, Andrew Young, and other members of older generations. Look at the actions that took place on 17th Street Bridge Sunday evening. It was strategic. It was unified. It was disrupting. I will even say for many, it was cathartic. I call on elected leaders, public intellectuals, journalists, clergy, business leaders, and others to listen to our voices, take seriously our concerns, and work on a multi-pronged platform to lead us to liberation. I call on white people to do some deeply uncomfortable introspection, examine unconscious and conscious biases, and have conversation with each other about the isms that are so rooted in their hearts and minds. White supremacy is like rain. It drenches us all. It just drowns some while others get to float.